So I've been the ambassador of Hungary at UNESCO since 2009, and I was elected president of the General Conference in 2011. I really think that the biggest problem today is the lack of knowledge. So everything starts with education. Right. Because if we know, first of all, who we are, what is our background, we know our language, we know our history, and so on. So it's like being in a good family, then you are growing up with love, and then you are not afraid giving love, because you were given a lot of love. So if you know through a good education who you are, what is your culture identity, then you are not afraid stepping out of this microcosm and starting to be interested in other cultures, in other people. I think actually culture diplomacy can do the most in areas and in countries where you really see difficulties. Because of course, you know, in a world or in a country or in an area of the world where everything is nice and going well and so on, it is not so complicated to build the bridges for understanding. So in radicalism, in the case of not understanding, in the case of aggressive approaches towards so-called solutions, the best way really, as I said before, to start with education. And of course, I truly believe that we can't speak about intercultural dialogue without taking into consideration the importance of interfaith and interreligious dialogue. If we look at the world today, we see all this extremism, this political extremism, you know, which would use a faith or a religion. And for that, you cannot take into account what religions really mean in intercultural dialogue. There are many places in the world through which you can understand the culture of the country only if you are aware of the religion as well. And I think the interfaith dialogue, the interreligious dialogue are very important topics of intercultural dialogue. If you are open towards another religion, it doesn't mean that you have to convert into this religion, but you have to understand what are the most important points and topics of the religion, what you are talking about. So the religious leaders themselves have to have a dialogue, and the political leaders themselves have to have a dialogue. And you have to be, of course, an optimist, but you have to be an activist as well. So yes, we have to have our dreams. I mean, if we don't believe that there will be a point when all the different religions will be able to live in a harmony and better understanding, and if we don't believe that all the other cultures and peoples will be able to live in a secure world, then of course we shouldn't work. Thank you very much. And of course, Hungary and Turkey have got a lot of links.
Yes.
And in our culture we have a lot of similarities, and in UNESCO Turkey is a very important player in the international conventions and in the major programs. So I'm very happy to see the importance in the Turkish government as well. And Turkey plays a very important and influential role.